My name's Debbie and I'm an addict.
Hi, Debbie.
I'm really nervous. And my partner told me, just before I was coming in, he told me to leave my ego outside and bring myself inside. And part of me wishes that my ego was here because my ego could tell a big story and hopefully everyone would like it. And I know from my experience that as I go through my process of sharing my chair, that, you know, it gets easier. You know, I think I've just blown it out of proportion because it is a big meeting and it is recorded. And I suffer from perfectionism, which is a very big defect of mine. I like everything to be perfect. It has to be perfect. And when it's not, I can give myself a really hard time over it. You know, my journey so far has been full of struggles as well as joys, you know. You know, the beauty of when I came to NA was that I walked into a room full of people that were just like me, and I was nervous and I was afraid, and I sat at the back of the room, and a bit how I'm feeling now, I was afraid that if I moved, people were going to look at me, and if I got up to go to the toilet, people were going to all turn around and look at me, and there was a big red light with an arrow pointing down saying, look at me, look at me. You know, I know in this room there's a lot of people that I do know, and a lot of people that have helped me through my recovery, whether they know it directly or indirectly, they've been there for me just by something they've said, something coming up to me at the end of the meeting after I've shared. You know, they've shown love to me when I was incapable of showing love to myself. You know, I came in here and I was quite damaged, you know. The first time I came in here, it was because I wanted social services off my back. You know, I found NA in a detox, and I used the detox to keep social services away. And the detox, I got clean, and I came to NA, and I managed to stay clean for 6 months. And I thought that was all I needed to do, you know. And I decided to take a job, and I was back out there because I dropped the meetings. And, you know, and then things around me fell apart very quickly. Very, very quickly. I had heard in the rooms that if I decided to relapse, that life doesn't stay how it was, it gets worse. And that's how it was for me. You know, I saw the light in my children's eyes leave. I saw the smile leave their face. And it was very heartbreaking for me to see. And I didn't come back in straight away, even though I knew that there was another way. I knew, and once you know that you can, there is a way of staying clean, it was very difficult to stay out there using as well, knowing what I knew. I knew there was another way, and it was heartbreaking. Every day it was heartbreaking, and I used for the sake of using. And I used when I didn't want to use, and I'd hope that the dealer would never show up and then get angry when he never did. And I eventually came back in, and I was so full of shame and I was so full of guilt when I walked back into the rooms, and I thought everyone would be pointing at me and saying, see, we told you so. But they didn't. They came here, they opened up their arms to me, and they welcomed me back like I had never gone, you know. And they carried me through, you know. They did. They carried me a long way. They've carried me to where I am today, you know. And, you know, like I said, it's not been easy. You know, I had a baby four months ago, and it was the most beautiful thing that I've ever done, clean. You know, he's absolutely gorgeous. But it was difficult. It's difficult to get to meetings. It's just been difficult. But the joy that I get from him, and knowing that I can give that to him and to my other two children for the damage that I've caused, has been absolutely amazing. And I've been able to give it back just by coming here, you know. You know, working the steps has been an amazing experience for me. It's freed me from hating myself, because for a lot of years I didn't like myself, and I didn't feel that I had anything that was worth saying, even though I would always speak in a meeting and always have something to say to somebody about something. But I never really thought much of myself. You know, it was always somebody else, trying to make sure somebody else was okay and making sure that my children were okay. You know, and working the steps has allowed me to look at myself from lots of different angles and bring all the pieces together and accept who I am, you know, and to look at my wrongs and to be able to be part and parcel of my wrongs and to go out there and to try and make amends the best way that I can, you know. At the moment, there's quite a lot going on in my life. My dad's actually an alcoholic and he's unwilling to accept the fact that he is an alcoholic, and I'm having to deal with another child, as you could say, someone who is unwilling. He's very sick. He's a sick man, you know, and I'm being there for him, you know, and the best way that I could be there was to give him a where to find. You know, I couldn't give him anything more because he's unwilling to accept that he has a problem. I have my ex-mother-in-law got diagnosed with cancer just before Christmas, and we actually found out it's actually worse than we thought it was. She's not got very long to live. And I've been able to be there for her now, you know, as well as my own family. And my mum broke her arm, so she's not been able to do anything for herself. And I've been able to give back to them for all the times that they were there when they took my children in, when they fed my children, when I was unable to feed my children because I was too busy using my drugs. They gave the love to my children and the love to me when I was unable to give it to myself or to my children. And it's an amazing feeling to be able to be present within their life and to actually be welcome into their home and to take care of what they need to take care of and be part of that and responsible for what's going on. And there has been times where I just want to spit out my dummy and say, I don't want these responsibilities, you know, because it is hard, you know, especially over Christmas. I really didn't want to be responsible for anything. I wanted a day off, not a day off of like being clean, but just a day off from doing everything that I do on a daily basis. But it was a case of realizing that these are my responsibilities. I brought three children into the world and I wouldn't be without them today. I fought long and hard to stay clean. I fought long and hard to keep my children. And, you know, with or without other people in my life, I always have God. When I haven't been able to get through hard times or been able to connect with people on the phone, there's always been someone or something that's been there for me. It's always helped me along in a lot of ways. It puts people in my way. It reminds me, you know, a lot of my family are actually in active addiction, and it's sad to see them injecting every day, and, you know, they're like suffering from hepatitis C and knowing that there's another way, but they just can't seem to understand, or they're too afraid of what goes on in here to accept it. And, you know, it was quite frightening walking through the door, but the love that you get in here is, for me, is just remarkable. You know, I don't know half the people in here, but I know that they know where I've been. You know, the damage that has been caused can be fixed. It may not be fixed completely, and it will always be part of me. But I know that just for today, I don't have to use. And as long as I don't leave here and I don't use, then I've got another day clean. And that freedom that I've achieved and that I've got on a daily basis has managed to get me 3 years so far, a day at a time. And, you know, just to be 3 years clean, some days I wonder how the hell I managed it or how I got there. Am I an addict? I still question myself and I still wonder. And then I look around and I see the beautiful things that I've got. You know, getting my children back 11 days before Christmas. That was an amazing Christmas present. Then to find out I was pregnant and to move home on my second year birthday. And on my third year, I've managed to be there for my family. You know, and all these gifts I have been given just by working some steps and becoming aware of who I am and my defects and trying to put them into a positive aspect and not a negative. And, you know, I still throw temper tantrums. I suppose that's what my partner would call them. He says I'm still act like a child now and again. And it's difficult, you know. Relationships are hard, and I think the hardest one I have is with another addict living in the same house and him working the program like I do. And when he's in a bad place and I'm in a bad place, we sort of like tend to clash. And then we throw things at each other. But you know, it's actually amazing that I can have a relationship with him and have a relationship with other people. I do struggle with it, but you know, I never had a relationship with anybody apart from a dealer years ago, you know, and that was only basically, are you going to turn up and how long are you going to be? And yeah, that's how much I want. Those were the only words in my vocabulary, and now I've sat here and I've spoke for 10 minutes, you know, and yeah, and the nervousness has gone, you know. But yeah, I do feel free. I feel free from who I used to be. And I am really grateful for being here and for being clean. And I'll leave it there. Thanks.